All right, at 7 o'clock, I call this meeting to order. First order of business, attendance. Minister of Director Taylor?
What was the question?
Oh, the question. Oh my goodness, I keep forgetting that. All right, today's question is, what is a job you think you would be really good at?
Senator Wicklund.
911 dispatch.
Senator Asbeck.
Anything in this story.
Senator Anderson.
A professional cake decorator.
Senator Fond. Senator John Anderson.
Dog reader.
Senator Kalyani. Senator Schugel. Senator Beerspa.
Anything that gets me money, I don't know.
Senator Allen.
A travel blogger.
Senator Braun. Senator Concepcion. Senator Fan. Senator Young.
Sports announcer.
Senator Lane.
Anything that has me reading on it.
Senator Steinwan.
Librarian.
Senator Seyon. Technology director Fan.
Like, professional, like, logic problems, thanks.
Finance chair.
And NHL broadcast.
Ombudsperson O'Neill. Parliamentarian at home.
Professional video game player.
Chair Triam Nguyen. Chair Mir.
Professional keyboard player.
Chair Harbeck.
A professional traveler.
Really. Oh, yes.
Okay. That's a job.
Yeah, it is.
Chair Anderson.
Hi.
Controller Arshad. Co-president Benson.
I'm going to go with having my own podcast because I like the sound of my own voice.
Okay. Shanna Gabriana.
I call it seven.
All right. Advisor Van Hecke. What's a job you think you'd be really good at?
Probably a professional rodeo
cowboy. Administrative Director Taven.
I think I'd be really good like ice cream taster, or those jobs where you get paid to sleep for clinical studies.
All right, and with that we have quorum. Next item of business is approval of the minutes from November 20th. Are there any discrepancies in the minutes? Co-President Gabarano?
Just a small correction on how you write my last name. It's N-G-A-B-I-R-A-N-O. Just double check on that.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Other discrepancies in the minutes? Seeing none. Community comment. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment. Seeing none. Old business. So I'm going to speak about this a little bit because I was the person in contact with the original person who sent me the letter. As we discussed last week, we received a letter originally from Georgetown University, basically writing and saying and asking for a reconsideration of the changes to Title IX that Secretary DeVos has proposed. A few of the questions that came up in that, all of you had to send out a letter to your constituents, and a few of the questions that were posed, I reached out to the person and they gave me some answers. So as far as other schools that have signed on, There are 89 other schools so far that have signed on to the letter. And the timeline for it, which is why I'm bringing it up, is they plan to send the letter on December 1st, which would be this Friday. That's when they're planning on sending the letter directly to Secretary DeVos. Besides that, the course of action is that from there, they're going to send it to different senators and different offices within the U.S. federal government. When I was talking on the phone with the coordinator, they said that they understood that it had been kind of a quick timeline and turnaround. So it was understandable, and it was kind of, they did say that the other option was for us to discuss it in 2 weeks. I did mention that that was currently our timeline. They said that that would potentially work and that we would just be signing the letter later, and it would be the one that's going out to all of the senators and the other offices, and that a few other schools were potentially doing that as well, but that the plan was for them to send it out this Friday. Because of that, I wanted to open the floor for discussion on what people think about all of that. So the floor is now open. Discussion? Senator Beersbo?
Given the fact that they're sending the letter on Friday, I think we discuss whether or not to approve, like, signing on to this, like, tonight and vote on it tonight. So that's clear. Yeah, like, that's the only one.
Senator Wicklund?
I'd like to echo the sentiments of the previous speaker. The deadline's soon. I think we should vote on this today and get our signature on there or not on there. Another problem I think or foresee if we push it back is that we're kind of looking like we're just towing the line to see if it's politically popular or not to like sign on. So I'd rather just get onto it now and then I'll tell you.
Another thing that I forgot to mention in my conversation, because I asked kind of the point of it in that it was kept vague, was that he said it was purposefully kept vague to not identify with any political ideology. The point of the letter was more that the only people who had spoken and who had made the decision about these rollbacks had been people who were in office or presidents of college, and there was no voice that was coming from any students. And so the point of the letter was less about looking at each individual change to Title IX and saying, we don't like that, we do like that. The point of it was more that there was never a student voice that was considered in all of it. Advisor Van Hecke?
It's not a reason one way or the other for your vote, but I want to just submit for your general knowledge and well-being that Secretary DeVos did conduct 3 sessions over the summer. One was with institutions of higher education, which was one of the next. The next was with individuals who were respondents in sexual misconduct cases that were dissatisfied with their experience of responding. And the third one was with individuals who identified as complainants and who were dissatisfied or frustrated with their experience as complainants. So I think technically there was a period where individual students were heard from, albeit I don't think that they thought for the 4 just students affected by engaging in the process. I think that there were students who were specifically asked to provide feedback because of their involvement.
Further discussion? Senator Allen?
This is a question. If we were to discuss it tonight, what would be the procedure to make the decision made last week?
So the decision made last week, since it was originally the proposal for it to be in 2 weeks, which would be the this coming Monday, was it would have to be rescinded by the person, the senator who originally put it forward, which last week it was Senator Shugel who brought forth the motion. Otherwise, it would have to be someone. Is it someone who voted in favor of it? So technically, mm-hmm. it could be anyone who voted in favor of having it in 2 weeks. They can bring, they can rescind it.
Yeah.
Co-president Gabbarano?
There's a lot of previous speakers say, even though some of the nations do take the first election today, maybe say. Also, reminding you that first week the major people who sent the next resident, they sent the same with guys that were being sent on. Will be helpful to see in some of the things in the US and the country.
Further discussion? If there isn't any further discussion, the matter will close and it will be left off as is. Senator Wicklund.
If anyone who voted yes is choosing to not bring this back to the table right now, I'd like to hear why.
Further discussion? Further discussion, Senator Lang. Senator Shugel.
Yeah, I got one response over the weekend, so I'm still it's kind of a wide one.
Could people raise their placards if they've had replies at all? There's? Okay, so that looks like not a majority of senators have had a reply so far. Senator Wicklund?
I just wanted to say that I did get an email from my Hall representative, so it's possible that not everyone sent an email out to you. At this point, it's timely, and we agreed to reopen it this week if needed to vote on it before December 1st, and it turns out we do. So I don't really understand. I think we should at least be having more of a discussion. Once again, the language is super loose. It's not taking one political stance to another. It's literally just saying, please get more opinions from people who support that. And that's just a democratic principle that I feel like we should all be in favor for, especially if we're in favor of somebody here.
Further discussion? Senator Young?
I move to rescind the previous motion on tabling the discussion for 2 weeks.
Is there a second on this? Second goes to Senator Asghar. Discussion on rescinding the motion from 2 weeks ago. Discussion. Ombudsperson O'Neill. Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Young.
Yeah, I think given that the timeline, if we want to participate in the letter that is going to the Secretary DeVos, would require us to decide tonight, then we should be doing that. So I yield.
Ombudsperson O'Neill. Here. Okay. Senator Asghar.
I just think we should do this because a lot of people seem to start it even and then a lot of their consensus, so we keep on waiting for the next week and what if nobody replies to the representative writing that in their plan.
Senator Young?
Yeah, I'd like to echo this sentiment to the previous speaker. I think we could wait for a month and a half and keep sending emails and maybe not get even any more response than we have gotten. So I think it's best to vote now while we still have a window to participate.
Senator Veersba?
Yeah, just to repeat all the points that have been made already, I think it makes sense to vote on it tonight because we're only going to get a limited number of responses and because of the timing of the issue, like there's, if we don't vote it on like today, then why would we vote on it like at all if our name isn't going to be on the letter? Like, how do you?
Further discussion on the motion to rescind the amendment or the timeline. Seeing none, we move to a vote. This will be a 2/3 vote. So all those in favor of rescinding the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All of the opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So rescinded. So moved. All right, so with that, we are now back into the discussion of the Title IX letter to Secretary DeVos. Without the timeline, we can now talk about it this week.
Since there's no longer a timeline in the way, I think somebody has to say, I move to move from the table and discuss the title.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Is there anyone who wishes to do that? Senator Wicklund.
Okay.
All right. Is there a second to Senator Asghar? discussion on removing it from the table to be brought into discussion. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So moved. Okay, now we can actually discuss it. All right, so back to the discussion of the Title IX letter to Secretary DeVos. Further discussion. Ombudsperson O'Neill.
In response to the speakers, I think I'll bring up a point under a modifying that you guys are all elected, right? Senators are all elected by the peers, and so at the end of that, gives you the right to speak for them, and at this point, I'm sure that you can all have to speak out if they are either in favor or against.
Further discussion, Senator Allen.
Are there any senators who received an email that were where their constituents were like firmly against this or expressed in the sentence of not wanting us to sign the letter? Are you?
Further discussion, Senator Concepcion.
In response to Senator Allen's question, I have not one of my constituents expressed any negative.
Senator Veersba.
None of my constituents raised any opposition to this either, and in general, I just feel like this is the appropriate thing to do, like signing on to the letter. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Anderson.
None of my constituents had any negative opinions on it. Yeah, I just got one that was sarcastic in nature anyway, so I didn't take it seriously.
Okay. Further discussion.
I think you said I was on my third, but is this like separate discussion with a different motion?
It's
because it's different than the old business, because the old business was talking about suggesting the timeline and now
that's different. Different.
Would it be the same discussion though?
We rescinded the old one and then removed it. So no one's made another motion to that.
She made a motion to remove it from the table. Mm-hmm.
And that passed.
So then there's a new discussion. Mm-hmm. Let's start a discussion. I think, yes, it would be a new discussion because originally it was talking about the circumstances behind it, which led into that, and now we have actually brought it off of the table for discussion. So, yes, I will say that. And with that, I'm assuming I don't think anyone else is where were we before? Yeah. So with that, Senator Wicklund.
So just because I didn't get an email from my hall rep, I talked to my group of people who I live with. So there's four of us, my neighbors, which are four, and my other neighbors, which are four, and then about like five people in the halls, and all of them were either apathetic or in favor of this. So I don't know if that helps anyone who's more simple.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Senator Allen?
And then moving on from that question, are there is there anyone who has personal reasons or is against signing this or not the political view or whatnot just because they have to be like regulations about signing this document? Are you?
Further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Senator Shugo?
I mean, I'm kind of voting no, just because, you know, everyone can say there's little risk in this. I just think there's little rewards at all, that this won't really affect the savings at all, and that this giving colleges more decisions themselves, which one athletic colleges can make their own decisions and not think about this. So,
Senator Anderson?
I think it's a good idea to find them just because everyone's main concern seems to be that, like, we want to know what the students want, and like the purpose of it, and like what you said you talked about, seems to be that like they want students to have input on it too. So I feel like we're on the same page with like the purpose of the life. Yeah.
Because we're just in discussion of this, there hasn't been any motion for us to sign it or not sign it, so we still have to move into all that. This is more just discussion on the letter. Just bringing that up. Is it?
By removing it from the table, you've gone back to the original motion.
So then it would be back to whether or not we should sign it? Okay.
What the original? I don't know what the original motion.
It was always just a discussion and then moving the discussion. It was a discussing whether or not we should sign it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're right, then you need a motion.
Yeah, because it was always just a discussion that we were having on whether or not we thought that we should sign it. And it got moved back. Senator Wicklund?
I move to vote to sign the letter.
Is there a second on that?
Just to be helpful, Taylor, I think you don't want to move to vote. I think you want to move to sign.
Yes, I
look to sign over. And with that, second goes to Senator Concepcion. Senator Wicklund, you have the floor.
We've discussed this pretty thoroughly. I feel like gay democracy.
Further discussion on the motion to sign the letter. Further discussion? Senator Fonder? Senator Shugo?
I just reading through this letter again. If their real reason is that they were worried that student input wasn't paid, it really doesn't say that clearly at all. It like kind of references that students are like doing a good job of like changing the way campuses operate, but it never really says it flat out, which I think is a problem. Yeah, so it really doesn't ever say that. And then even after Jonas said, like, they didn't have student input, so I think it's just kind of didn't fall to them saying, like, you didn't student input, but they had it anyways.
I will.
Senator Lang?
I would like to ask her if you just be there.
Senator Veersba?
I mean, they sound like a pretty clear like, consensus from the constituents who did talk back to us. Like, I'm strongly in favor of this motion. Like, I don't know, like, I feel like it's generally a good idea, and, like, I don't know, like, I don't know, I yield, but yeah.
Senator Wicklund?
I bring the previous speaker, we specifically had a lot of senators in here concerned about not hearing from our constituents, and we have heard from constituents, and the only ones we've heard from have been apathetic or in favor, like, nobody's responded and said no. So, I'm concerned that we were asking for constituent input and you're not considering it. I do.
Senator Shugo?
I'd like to disagree with the previous speaker. I heard from one person who's in favor of it, and technically I'm my own constituent and I disagree with it. I'm personally going to give the tiebreaker to myself if I was elected to do this. So, that's my reason for still voting no. I do.
That's person O'Neill?
I think we should be hesitant to take too much of what they said about not voicing student concerns or whatever into account, because the letter that we're voting on doesn't say anything about student concerns. We're just voting on whether or not we agree with what it said in the letter. So if we think that's good, great. And if we don't think that what is in the letter is good, then that's fine.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, we move to a vote. All those in favor of the motion to sign the letter, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? With that, I think we have majority. So we will, as a college, Hubert and I will find the letter. All right. So there's that. Is there other old business? Old business? Old business? Seeing none? New business. Is there any new business? Any new business? Any new business? Seeing none? Announcement. Advisor Van Hecke.
I thought of another occupation that I think I'd be really good at. I think I'd be an excellent consultant. If any of you are thinking of adding capital letters to your name, I probably can.
Great. Further announcements. Further announcements? Oh, Senator Shugo.
Oh, I just talked.
Oh, okay. Administrative Director Tabin. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped. Senator Wicklund.
Every time. Friendly reminder, Christmas at Christ Chapel is this weekend. Our first performance is actually Thursday night, so like teachers, and then the official performance Friday night. But it's really busy for your friends who are in like choir and orchestra and things like that, handbells. So like support them, and also if you have a job on campus and you keep getting emails about coverage, please just cover them because it's just a hard time for everyone. I do.
Administrative Director Tabin.
If you didn't turn in a faculty report, I know who you are, and I'd really like to not email you, so you should just turn it in. That'd be awesome. Also, if you would like community service hours, or if you would like to volunteer for anything that is super fun and awesome and comes with free hot chocolate and my company,
and mine,
come and talk to me. She won't be there on Saturday, though, so I'll be there at all times of the day. Thank you.
Further announcements? Further announcements? Oh, myself. My one announcement is if you have nothing at all planned at 11 a.m. on Saturday while you're waiting for Christmas in Christ Chapel to start, feel free to tune into the live stream of the Gustavus Women's Rugby first game of their national playoffs. We will be playing Wayne State, who is... what? They are the reigning national champions, so we'll see how that all goes. But, yeah, so, and then Ombudsperson O'Neill.
So this week is Hillsborough Giving Week. We're collecting hats and pins all week, and we're also selling teddy bears to throw out at the men's hockey game on Friday. So the hats and mittens are in conjunction with CNCC, and definitely donate to the spirit of
Yes. What time is the hockey game?
7.
Back to back to Administrative Director Tabin.
We can live stream the rugby game at the valet parking if that's really good. On a Saturday at 11 a.m. You could also come join us in bar guard.
All right. Further announcements. Further announcements. Further announcements. Seeing none, meeting is adjourned.